Hi students, you're listening to the Victory Mentor East Youth Podcast. We hope that this message brings encouragement to your life. To hear more audio messages like these, log on to victorymentoreast.org. Now here's your message.
How many of you here, you fell in love already? Pass me the mic. Nailove ka na. Sige lang, pass me the mic. This is a safe environment. You don't have to be ashamed. In fact, may matalas na kamay. Ano, ikaw may pinamahal mo. Pakita ko sa kanya na in love ka. Okay, madali lang eh. Lahat ng maganda in love dito, gusto ko lang tatanungin, how many of you would honestly say na masarap ka in love? Talaga, love talaga. Again, talking about love, again, talking about forever, I just want to show this, mayroong mga forever quotes, mayroong mga wala nga forever. Pero how many of you would agree with me that buti pa ang math, may infinity? Buti pa ang bulaklak, may everlasting. Buti pa ang ink, may continuous. Buti pa ang gardens, may eternal. Eh, ang love kaya, may forever. Kasi sinasabi natin, walang forever. Diba? Hashtag, walang forever. Pero, ang tanong ngayon, ang love ba may forever? That's what we're gonna talk about this afternoon. And talking about forever, sino na sa inyo dito, kilala kayo, or maybe may kaibigan kayo, alam niyo, may mga hugot. Bigyan kayo na sample ng mga hugot. Na sinasabi nila, walang forever! Hindi totoo yan! Ito yung mga sample ng mga hugot. Ang forever ay parang kagandahan mo. Illusion lang! Ang forever is a literal interpretation lamang ng mga nakadloga sa pag-ibig. Hindi lang kami sa pag-ibig. Sabi dito, kahit itatago sa corned beef na nasa lata, walang forever, lahat na expiration date. Sasabihin siya sa akin, may forever? Walang forever! Di na ipupasok ang B. Umatid ka ng kasal para malaman mo hanggang till death do us part. Ito yung mga hugot, okay? Hugot ng mga hindi naniniwala sa forever. Kaya yun yung pag-uusapan natin, totoo ba talagang merong forever? Again, as we open this series, we entitled that that thing called forever, hindi tadhana, that thing called forever, syempre, pag-uusapan natin kung meron ba talagang forever. Again, maraming nagsasabi, wala talagang forever. Let me just say this very bold statement to all of us, in front of us all, that indeed, may forever. Sabihin mo sa katabi mo, may forever. Sabihin mo sa katila, may forever. Kahit yung iba, mga Peter, may forever. Diba? Let me just put this to you na meron talagang forever, that there is forever. Okay, lahat gusto ko improve sa inyo, baka hindi pa sa inyo talaga dito. Alam mo yun, napunta ka na dito, o lagi ka nag-attend dito, pero talaga yung hanggang ngayon, mas mahal mo kung Peter ka. Okay? Gusto ko patunayan sa atin na meron forever. I want to read in 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 13. Sabi dito, three things will last, what? Forever. That is faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is what? Is love. So it means to say, there is definitely forever. Timeless talaga. Meron talagang dinadhana ang Panginoon. Meron talagang plano ang Panginoon. That is what we're going to talk about this very afternoon. And I hope that as we hear God's word, we will open our hearts before Him. And talaga maintindihan natin, Lord, ano ba talaga yung gusto mo sabihin sa akin? Okay? And I would just like to pray right now, just before we start. And I would just like you to agree with me in prayer. Lord God, for this time, Lord, we pray. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this place. May you help us to see Jesus. For every time we see Jesus, our lives are never the same again. Lord, we pray, God, that your presence, Lord, can be upon us. Lord, we ask for your grace. Open our hearts, Lord, that we may receive from you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Lamang na naman to. Siyempre, yung mga classmates natin, eh, ngayon pala, nalilito na para pagdating na 14, baka makahabol ako, di ba? At talaga, alam mo yung puspusan talaga yung babao. Kailangan meron akong cut-date sa 14. May mga tao na, alam mo yan, every month ng February, especially ngayon, itong season na to, may mga tao that we could say that they are better. It means to say, pag sinabi natin better, alam mo yung nakamove on na sila, alam mo yung from the breakups, nakamove on na, or yung iba siguro, baka nakahanap na ng bagong relationship, new relationship na. Alam mo yung parang na, yung nag-move on na, kahit hindi naman kayo talaga naging kayo. Yung mga feeling na gano'n, okay? Also, meron better, meron naman din bitter. Alam mo yung galit na galit ka, kaya lagi ko sinasabi, wala talaga forever. Kaya na, baka nga nagtayo ka pa ng club mo, di ba? Ang palaya club. Kahit sa sobrang na bitter mo, talaga nga, pag naibita mo siya, alam mo yung 2-3 years na, hindi ka pa yung kamay mo. Naaalala mo, lagi na pag naibita mo siya, may bago na siya katway. Grabe, bitter na bitter ka, hindi siya talaga. Kaya yung nagalit ka. Sino sa inyo dito, yung better? Okay, tatas ka kamay mo. Ay, yung bitter! Okay, okay. Kung may better, meron din bitter, yung iba naman, yung seeker. Yung seeker, ito yung, you know, you're madly in love. You're hoping. Yung inintay mo yung araw na magkikita kayo. Kasi the whole week hindi kayo nakikita. Itong araw na to, inintay mo magkikita na naman kami. Yung umaasa-asa ka lagi, yung talaga parang you're hoping. Parang feeling mo, parang imposible. Kaya nga pagka hoping ka, you're madly in love, napapakanta ka na lang na ganito.
That I'm not crazy, I'm just a man searching.
Parang crazy ka na lang. Alam mo yung parang na umaasa ka na lang, hindi ako better, hindi ako bitter, pero I'm just crazy. I'm still hoping. Alam mo yung parang gusto mo talaga na one day pa maging kami pa rin. Pero pag gano'n, umaasa ka pa, nagbawa na sa klase kayo, yung klase nyo, yung kaibigan mo, lagi tinutos yung sa crush mo. Ikaw hindi ka may tutos sa crush mo, kaya ikaw nasa sitting pretty ka lang, kawawa. Parang na, nagsisiyang pretty ka talaga. But you know, that's what we're gonna look at this afternoon and for the next 3 weeks. You know, but before anything else, you know, lagi natin sinasabi, there's forever. In fact, the reality is there is really forever. That's the best picture of how God's love is so real to all of us. Na may gusto talaga natin, maramdaman talaga natin. Ah, I thought, you know, the world will say na walang forever, but, you know, when we find out what God wants to let us know, tell us today, this afternoon, na may tignan talaga natin that there is forever. I realize that the reason why maraming tao nagsasabi na walang forever, simply because they haven't experienced God yet. That's why every time they encounter relationship after relationship, alam mo yun, parang napapaisip sila talagang sawi na naman ako, wala talaga, hindi talaga totoo. This afternoon, we're gonna focus on the scripture, the passage of scripture kung saan sinasabi talaga ng Panginoon that there is really forever. I wanna read in 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 to 10. Okay, for some of you, first time na dito, baka alam mo, party-party lang. Yes, party-party tayo dito. But of course, we study God's Word, we honor Jesus, we focus our attention to only one God, and that is Jesus. That's why we are reading God's Word every time we meet together. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, sabi dito, whoever does not love does not know God. Okay? Because God is love. Okay? So yung mga hindi daw naniniwala sa love or sa forever, most likely, probably, they really don't know God. They really don't have relationship with God yet. Why? Because God is love. This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. And then in verse 10, this is love again. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. So that is what the scripture is telling us, that there is indeed forever. And I want to let you know that, you know, forever is not just a created thing, rather. But it is actually a person. Forever is a person. And that is God Himself. In fact, first thing I want to, for all of us to know and understand, what we could learn from this scripture that we read is that God is love. Ang Panginoon, pag-ibig, hindi, love is God, but God is love. It is God who defines love because He is love. Okay? Minsan na, napag-inito natin yun. I want to go back again in verse 8. Sabi dito, whoever does not love does not know God because God is love. You know, there are so many misconceptions about forever. We, lalo na sa mga estudyante na katulad natin. You know, we equate something to forever. Because we want to justify that, you know, pagka pumasok ako dito, pag naramdaman ko ito, pagka nagkaroon ako ng emotions na ganito, you know, we equate it into forever. Now, that those are misconceptions. Those are mindsets. I want to give you a sample of that. We usually equate compatibility with forever. Alam niyo, pagka compatible kayo kasi iniisip mo talaga, dina-justify mo. Ang dami naman jeep. Isa pa yung jeep na sinakyan namin. Mag-aabot ako ng bayad, mag-aabot jeep. So, compatible siguro talaga kami. Papara na ako, papara din siya. Sinusundan niya ba ako? Ito na gano'n. So far. So, iniisip natin, or kaya sasabihin natin, dumpster siya, guns ako. Guns yung babae. No? So, gangster siya, or heartthrob siya, heartthrob din ako. So, compatible talaga kami. So, it means to say, baka nga forever. Baka nga kami talaga forever. We have misconception about being compatible to forever. Pagka compatible kami sa lahat ng bagay, or maaari hindi kami nag-aaway, lagi kami nagkakasundo, may forever, siguro kami na talaga forever. And also, another misconception is that feelings, we equate it with forever. Alam niyo, pagka-intense ka yung pagka hindi ka makakain, di ba, pagka-in-love ka, hindi ka makakain, hindi ka makatulog. Gusto mo, iniisip mo lagi, pagka sisilip ka lagi sa bako niyo, nasaan kaya siya? Yung mga gano'n, di ba, parang nag-a-lucinate ka, nag-i-imagine ka. Alam niyo, pagka may tigyawan ka, yung feeling na may in-love ako, di ba sa inyo, inaalag, kinukumutan ko, isayon ko. Forever kami, di ba? Why? Because we equate feelings with forever. Pagka naramdaman natin, hindi tayo makatulog, hindi tayo in love ako. And I think that there is forever between us. But hindi lang yung feelings, we equate it with forever. Also, soulmate forever. We equate pagka soulmate, pupunta kayo sa bookstore, hindi mo alam na pupunta din siya. Di ba? Bumili ka ng lapis, bumili din siya lapis. Tapos pagkakita mo, Mongol number 2, binili ko. Mongol number 2 din, so wait, siguro kami, di ba? Lahat na binibigyan ng meaning para ma-prove mo sa sarili mo na soulmate kami. But we equate that with forever. But those are not real. Yung mga misconceptions na yun, ha? Ano lang natin yun? Hallucination lang natin yun. Iniisip lang natin. We justify yung feelings natin, yung emotion natin, simply because we love this. Diba? Because there's a craving inside of us that we want to be loved and at the same time, we want to love. Kaya nga ini-equate natin yung forever sa maraming bagay. But we are making it wrong. We are making it, we are missing the point. Because compatibility, we can never equate compatibility with forever, okay? Or yung feelings natin with forever, or yung soulmate as forever. Because there's only one thing that we can only equate with forever, and that's God's love. Pag sinabi natin forever, hindi lang basta compatible kayo, or dahil may emotions ka, nararamdaman ka, o soulmate kayo. Pero naiintindihan natin, there is forever because we understood that God is love. Katulad na sinabi natin sa verse 8, God's love equates forever. Now, I just want all of us here to understand this. You know, when we say that God is love, it means to say, you know, we can never, hindi natin pwedeng isipin that, you know, parang, Lord, malabo yata ito. Parang hindi ko maintindihan kung bakit kami nagkakaproblema or bakit may mga issues kami. Ito, probably yung, you know, talking about relationship. You know, bakit lagi kami mayroong mga kailangan gawin o ayusin? Simply because the center is really the feelings. Pero hindi talaga si Lord. That is why hindi natin maiisip, hindi natin talaga maintindihan, or hindi natin mag-grasp that indeed when God is the center, when we understand that God is love, then we would realize na Lord, ikaw talaga nag-orchestrate ng lahat ng bagay. And probably some of us here, marami na tayong mga heartaches, marami tayong mga disappointments, marami tayong mga pain. Until now, you know, you are still in the process of healing. Probably the problem is we focus so much on that thing called forever. We focus so much on that relationship more than focusing on who God is. Because again, katulad na sinabi ko kanina, forever is not a created thing. But forever is a person. And that forever is no one else but Jesus. Why? Kasi nabasa natin kanina that there is forever. God is love. Okay? And also, that is not just, we could understand na hindi lang ang Diyos ay pag-ibig. But also, as we understand that there is forever, as we understand first, God is love, but also, this love is not based on emotion, but on decision. Hindi nakabase itong love na to. Okay? Kaya maintindihan natin, may forever talaga, kasi maintindihan natin, itong love na nararamdaman ko, hindi naka-base just because of emotion, but solely because of decision. Now, I'm gonna explain that in verse 9. This is how God showed, can you say that to me, showed? Ibig sabihin, merong demonstration. Hindi lang basta sinabi that God is love. But there is a demonstration that it says here that this is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. Okay? Also in verse 10, this is real love. It is not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Now, let me just focus on that again. I want to go back in love. Love is not based on emotion, but decision. You know, kanina, nag-check ako ng Facebook ko. Meron na naman kaming reunion ng high school. So, in-invite na naman ako ng mga classmates ko. Kanina ko lang nakita. Dami na pala ng, ang haba na pala ng thread. And I remember years back, I think three, four years, I attended a reunion, yung high school reunion namin. Then, meron kasi ako doon crush ko talaga ng high school kami. Yung alam mo talaga, di ba mga high school, yung mga tutak pag-ibig kayo eh. Yung talaga, kinikilig-kilig ka, di ba, crush mo siya. Ngayon, yung nakita kami sa reunion, pagkakita ko sa kanya, napapalay ako. Sabi ko, Lord, buti na lang hindi mo pinabayaan. Eh, napapalay din siya. Sabi niya, nasisisi ako. But I realized, you know, yung time na yun, parang crush mo, pero yung nagkita kami parang... Talaga. Yung mga ganun. Why? Because emotions change, but decision stays. Ang pagka-emotions lang natin, nagbabago-bago niyan. Yung crush mo kayo na first year ka or second year ka, pagdating mo ng college, hindi na yan, may bago na naman. Makikita mo siya, grabe na. Nag-crushan ko itong tao. Parang, napapaino ka sa face mo, di ba? Why? Kasi nagpabago yung emotions natin. But I want you to realize in this scripture, this is how God showed His love among us. He sent His only Son into the world that we might live through Him. So it means to say, this is never an emotion. This is never emotion. This is not a feeling. But when God sent His Son here on earth to die for you and me, it was a decision. Ibig sabihin, pagka nag-decision siya, hindi magbabago. Imagine if all of us here, kung sasabihin ni Lord, emotion lang pala yung love niya sa atin. Sino sa hindi dito naniniwala ay dito, you know, you are a sinner, you know, you messed up so many times, as in talaga marami ka bloopers na ginagawa sa buhay mo. And one day, dahil emotions lang si Lord, na pagpamahal sa atin, nakaharap tayo kay Lord, dahil may ginawa tayong kasalanan, nasabihin sa atin ni Lord, oh, nagbago na yung feelings ko sa iyo. Because you sinned, because you disobeyed me, now, get away from me. I never knew. Why? Because it's all about emotion. Pero dito, sa scripture na binabasa natin, it's all about decision. God's decision. Kaya na every time we come before God, kahit na gano'n tayo kalume, kahit gano'n tayo ka-sinner, God would still chose to forgive us. Why? Because He made a decision. And that decision is to forgive us. That decision is to love us unconditionally. Minahal tayo ng Panginoon, hindi niya tinitignan, you have to perform, you have to do this, you have to prove yourself for you to gain my love. It's never emotion. But even before you and I were born here on earth, God made a decision. He made a decision to love you and me. Kahit na alam niya naman, marami naman kalungo, papalpakan tayong gagawin. We will run away from Him, we will disobey Him, we will even accuse Him, Lord, ganyan ka, pinabayaan mo ko. But still, God made a decision to love us. Because love is never emotion, but it is a decision. Not just that God is love, we understood that God is love, and also that love is never emotion, but decision. You know, I have a friend na sinabi niya, itong decision na to, this is the greatest PDA at its best. When God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to demonstrate, to show that He made a decision to die for you and me, to love us without any condition, pinakita niya ko sa cross. That is PDA at its best. Pinakita na ba yung mga PDA? Yung mga public display of affection, di ba? Parang mga aso lang, di ba? Nagpakalag-alag sa cross, di ba? Malag-alag talaga. Parang mga walang pakialam eh. Kung nasa mo, parang ang laki-laki na po, nasa sulok sila, magayakap na gano'n, di ba? Parang PDA. But this scripture na binabasa natin, this is PDA at its best. Why? Because God displayed, demonstrated His love towards us when He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins on that cross. That is the greatest thing. That is public display of affection. God wants to let us know that He's so in love with us. That's why no matter how you sin, no matter how you abuse His grace, but of course, that is not an excuse, that is not a license for us to abuse it. But no matter how we wrong God, He will still love us. And He displayed that over 2,000 years ago on that cross. Why? Because love is never emotion, but decision. Also in that verse, in verse 10, this is real love. It is not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Now, I want you to take note of this. It is not that we love God. Hindi dahil minahal natin ng Panginoon, but that He loved us and sent His Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Hindi dahil minahal natin ng Panginoon, pero dahil minahal tayo ng Panginoon. Let me just say that again. Hindi dahil minahal natin ng Panginoon, kaya ma-earn natin yung love niya. But because first and foremost, bago pala nagkaroon ng heaven and earth, God made a decision to love us. Kahit nasabihin mo na parang, I'm not worthy to be loved. I'm not worthy to earn this, you know, this mercy, this grace. I don't deserve this. That's why hindi tayo makapagmamalaki sa Panginoon, Lord, I love you. But we need to realize, we need to understand that God first loved us. And this love is unconditional. Walang hinihingi kapalit. Hindi mo kailangan suklian. In fact, let me just say this. This is what I call a one-way love. You know, when you have a relationship, our tendency, as humans, our tendency, I want to see that you love me as well. I love you, you give me back that love. Kailangan mutual. Or else, baka niloloko lang ako. Kailangan kung mahal kita, mahalin mo din ako. Pero sinasabi dito in this scripture, it is not that we love God, because even before we were born, we were born sinners. Pero sinabi dito, but that He loved us. It means to say, walang hinihingi kapalit si Lord. But there's a question, there's a challenge. Would you love Him back? But first of all, we need to understand that this is one-way love. How many times we run away from God? How many times we tell God, Lord, pinabayaan mo naman ako eh. Pinabayaan mo yung pamilya namin. How many times that when God tells us, you know, gusto ko maayos ang buhay mo, but still we are ruining ourselves, our lives. How many times pag sinabi ni Lord, pumunta ka sa kaliwa, pumunta tayo sa kanan. Pag sinasabi ni Lord, umakyat ka, bumababa tayo. Because we are disobedient people. That is our sinful nature. But again, this love is unconditional. Walang hinihingi na palit. But the challenge for all of us today, this afternoon, is that would you trust Him? Would you love Him back? When God offered us this love, and that is forever, will we trust God? In fact, let me just say this. Jesus would rather die on that cross for us than to spend forever without us. Jesus would rather die on that cross for us than to spend eternity forever without us. Hinihingi niya na mamatay dun sa cross 2,000 years ago kaysa hindi niya gawin yun pero malalayo tayo sa Kanya. That is God's love and that is unconditional. In fact, your pursuit of forever stops here. If you're pursuing for forever, if you're searching for forever, your pursuit of forever stops here. Because forever pursued and has found you. And that is Jesus Christ. Ang dami namin hinahanap. That's why some of us, ang tendency natin, we keep on jumping into one relationship to another. Because I felt like this is not going to work. So I might find someone else who will fulfill me, who will satisfy me, who will feel that emptiness in my heart. That's why I'm going to go and look for another one. Because we are searching for forever. But your search for forever stops here right now. As you understand that forever, who is that forever? Jesus Christ. That forever pursued you. Hinabol na. And has found you. That's why if we're going to ask if there's forever, there is. And I hope that we're going to realize that, you know, nakikisakay lang pala ako sa mga hashtag ko lang forever. Because the truth is, there is forever only in Jesus Christ. In fact, in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, it says there that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, not just tomorrow, but forever. So it means to say there is forever. You know, when we fail in our relationships, when we are still searching, when we are still longing for more, we will realize, we will understand that there is really forever. Why? Because only in Jesus there is forever. Sa Tagalog, in Jesus lang may forever. I-hashtag po, gusto mo. But only in Jesus there is forever. I'm telling you, if we put our trust, if we put our faith on the person that we are into right now, or we are searching, we are looking, it will fail. But when we put God, who is love, and it's never emotion, but we understood that it is because of God made a decision to die for me, and now therefore I realize that this love is unconditional. I don't deserve it, but God gave it anyway. God died. God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for me. That's why we will realize that there is really for Him. You know, as we wrap up this first week about that thing called forever, you know, maybe some of us here are still wondering. Maybe some of you here might have a question in your mind, in your thought, that, you know, you are questioning this message. You don't know what you're saying. How will I believe in this forever kung nakita ko sa tatay at tatay ko naging walang broken family? How can you tell me, how can you say that there is forever? Hindi lang yung nanay ko nasaktan pag yung aming magkakapatid nasaktan. Or probably hindi lang yung tatay ko nasaktan pag yung aming magkakapatid nasaktan. Buong pamilya namin nasira. How can you tell me now that there is forever? Or maybe you're still recovering. Again, from heartaches. You know, you gave everything. Binigay mo yung lahat, yung time, yung effort, energy. Binilibre mo lahat. Ako na dyan, ako na kababayan. Lahat, binigay mo. But still, nag-end up kayo with... Wala, hindi nag-work out. Now, how can you tell me that there is forever? I can tell you that there is forever when we put our trust and faith on that forever who is a person, and that is Jesus. Because there's going to be satisfaction. You know, yung mga hinahanap natin sa tao, mag-feel yun ng Panginoon. Hindi ko sino-sino lang mag-feel yun. But it is God Himself. That's why today I would just like to pray right now. I'd like to ask a basic thing to come up here. We're just gonna pray. You know, maybe you're still asking that, you know, God, I don't know if I'm gonna take this. You know, maybe some of us here we still have this you know, mindsets, you know, questions in our minds about this forever. I want to let you know that, you know, when Jesus made the decision to die for you and me, He made the greatest demonstration of it by dying for us on that cross. That's why this time, I just want to, you know, we're going to pray. In fact, I want to ask everyone to stand here. You know, before we pray, I would just like to take this time to worship God. You know, if you are here, you're still focusing on the past, or maybe in the present, kung ano man yung nangyayari, ano man yung issue mo ngayon, ano man yung situation mo ngayon, I want to focus on God, who is your forever. No one else could ever take the place of God in your heart, because only Jesus could fill you. Only Jesus who will be the answer and the solution of your longing. That is why we will know, we will understand that, Lord, nasarap na forever pag ikaw kasama. Hindi na ako maghahanap kung sino-sino, pero ikaw lang, Lord. I know, I realize, because you are love, God is love, and your love is unconditional. Now I know you made a decision for me to love me, even though I don't deserve it. Now therefore, God, I want to spend this forever with you. How many of you would love to say, Lord, I want to spend this forever with you, God? Not with anyone else. I'm only with you. We're just going to God's place, and then we're going to pray. This love overlooks shortcoming. This love will never point fingers on you. You messed up. This love will never condemn you. Because this love will stay faithful. No matter how we mess this relationship with God, God will still be faithful. Because He made the decision. And He will never break His promise to love us unconditionally. That's why we need a realization that we need Jesus. You are my forever. You know, this time, I just want to pray. It's very quick. If you are here, that's just like what I mentioned. You know, maybe you're questioning this forever. Maybe you're questioning because of what happened in your family. Maybe broken family. Or maybe you personally, you don't have to raise up your hand. But I want to pray for that God will secure you, God will embrace you, your family, that indeed Jesus is your forever. If that's you, I want to pray for you. You don't have to raise up your hand, but I want to just pray this prayer. Lord, we come to you, God, today, tonight, Lord. Lord, I thank you, God, my brothers and sisters, Lord God, who are, Lord, somehow, because of the circumstances in the past, Lord, because of what happened, because of, Lord, probably some of us here have this broken relationship, broken family relationship. Lord, I pray that you would secure them once again. Lord, I pray, God, that you're going to renew their trust. Lord, that indeed allow them, God, to believe that there is indeed forever in you, Jesus. Lord, I pray, God, that you're going to give them hope and peace. Lord, not just them as students, Lord, but even, Lord, to their parents. Lord, sa mga kapatid nila, even, Lord, them, for that person, even in a single student right here, God, who just came from a very bad situation in terms of relationship, I pray, Lord, that you're gonna, Lord, raise him up, raise her up, Lord. Lord, bless her, Lord God. Bless them, Lord. And thank you for your